Thank you. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. walking through the backyard. You let the garden die. How did I get here? How did I get here? What did I do to deserve this? The mountain was taller. Believe it from here at the bottom, and I can't imagine why you'd want to be at the top. Oh my God, what will I do if you ever stop?
That you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
The trouble with you is that you don't play fair. And the trouble with me is that I don't care. But you know that I won't refuse to play, though I know I'll lose. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. And it drives me wild. Trouble with you and trouble with me. We already won, but we just don't see. But you know that I won't regret the game, no, I lost the bet. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I'd play with you, and it drives me wild. The trouble with me and the trouble with you. We get the good cards, but we don't follow through. But you know that I won't regret the game, no, I lost the bet. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. And it drives me wild.
Thank you.
You say you don't want it, the silky smooth. She's addicted to nicotine patches. She's afraid of the light in the dark. 6:58, are you sure where my spark is? I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Like a poison pen with a bad I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can hear the doorbell. When I get into it, I can't tell if you are watching me twirling the stick. When I give the signal, my friend Rabbi will play the solo. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm.
Sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company. We want to stay. present company included in the fight.